It seemed over the last several days that Speaker Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin were working towards some type of fiscal stimulus plan here, over the next couple of days. But then President Trump yesterday, I think, surprised the market in a big way. If you look at the intraday trading in the S&P 500 yesterday, by suggesting that those talks are not going to continue, really surprised the market and I think a lot of folks in Washington. Tom, Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg Government Budget Reporter, joins us now. Jack, what are the folks inside the Beltway thinking this morning? The president really kind of threw the wrench into the works of a potential stimulus plan.
Yeah, you shouldn't be too surprised that things weren't going that well with stimulus talks. They were talking, Pelosi and Mnuchin, and it did seem like they were making very gradual progress, but there was just this sort of intractable divide over how much money they wanted to spend. So it was a little strange to see the president tweet that he was walking away from the deal. At least it was strange because he seemed to almost be blaming himself if this doesn't work out. He did walk it back a little bit in some tweets late last night, saying, if I get something to give out $1,200 checks, I'll sign that. If I get a measure for airline support, I'll sign that. But that might be too little too late unless he absolutely walks it back, because Democrats don't want to do piecemeal bills. Unless he says, look, let's go back to the table and get something done holistically, this looks like it's basically dead in the water until after the election.
So, Jack, I mean, you mentioned there is an election coming up. I think if I were running for office, I'd want to give money away. That would be a good thing.
Oh, there you go again with your free beer approach.
There I go again, giving money away. So, Jack, what's the thinking here behind the president's strategy? Is there a strategy between, and is there communication between him and Secretary Mnuchin? Because it seems to have caught everybody by surprise.
Yeah, the president and it seems Steven Mnuchin are probably taking at least a little more liberal approach on this than the conservatives in the Senate Republican Conference. There's always been a little bit of a gap there, and I think you can attribute that to why not juice the economy when you're running for re-election. That doesn't necessarily win over Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson and some of the most conservatives. So at times you have heard Donald Trump say via Twitter mostly, Republicans, take the bigger number, take the bigger deal. There was talk of about a $1.6 trillion compromise that the White House was on board with, but we didn't know about Senate Republicans. So the attempt has been made to take that kind of politically smart approach and say, you know, a little extra spending right ahead of November could be a good thing for the president. But it's not entirely clear that he would have the support of Senate Republicans on that kind of idea.
Okay, Jack, I get that. But I mean, I guess we're waiting for polls of Senate Republicans. What is the mood that you see from Republicans and their staff members over how the election's going to turn, not the election, but the next coming weeks? I mean, is there any urgency among those running and those not running to change the tone?
Well, clearly the moderates feel a sense of urgency, if not panic. And you saw Susan Collins come out yesterday and say clearly she disagreed with the president on this decision to pull out of talks. You heard it from the likes of John Katko, who's a moderate Republican from upstate New York. But there's a big difference between the moderates and the non-moderates in both parties, really. We saw a push earlier last month from moderates to put out a compromise measure to try to get a vote on that. It just didn't have much support from conservatives or liberals, and that's where the big gap is. There are not that many moderates who feel that sense of urgency to get something done, and it looks like a lot of members of Congress and their staffers think we'll find out what happens with the election, and then we'll see who's going to have the votes after that.
Jack, is there any sense, again, in Washington this morning that this might just be a negotiating ploy on the part of the president?
I have not heard that. Mostly there seems to be confusion on the political end, not to take away from the substance of the negotiations, but on the political end that Trump decided to frame this as him walking away. Because Democrats seem to be willing to wait. If they don't get a kind of compromise that they think is is in the $2 trillion range. Democrats can wait this out. You see the polls. You see that they will probably increase their leverage after the election. And really, there's just surprise that that Trump seems to sort of blame himself.
We got to end the conversation, Jack. You're driving the market higher. It's too frothy. Jack Fitzpatrick with this Bloomberg government budget reporter on the budget, the budget's plural, to come.